Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have now reached a tasty Tuesday morning. It is February 18th. It refuses to get any warmer. I understand it's February. We're only mid-February. I get that. But we will see some sunshine today. Going to be a cold day today. High of only 15 degrees, which is about where it's at right now. Wind chills in the single digits. Tonight's going to feel like zero. Expect more of that during the week. You probably have an email or a text message, I would imagine. I know a mentor. We get both of those when the kiddos have off school. But if you're looking for surrounding communities or not sure if you have the day off or anything, we always have that entire list. We always have there at star102cleveland.com if that's something you'd like to check out. So good morning to you. Lots of things on the Jen and Tim Show. Jen Tui does have the day off today. We'll have Stevie on the socials coming up. Let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. So he's dead. He's a guy. We have had several guesses since the beginning of the year. His name is in the envelope. There is no prize attached to it, but our early morning crew, we get through this game together. So do you have a guess today? Maybe today's the day, which would be amazing. Jen's back tomorrow. If I said, by the way, we're done with dead guy in an envelope, we had a guess today. We'll see if it happens. Your guess is next on Star 102. Star 102, good morning.
Yes, I've got a guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
We would love your guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope. What is it today?
What about Prince?
Ooh, Prince, not in the envelope. We appreciate the guess, though. Thank you so much. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Cold.
It is cold. That's fair. I like the honesty. Everybody's usually like, I'm fine, I'm great. No, it's freezing outside. I get it. Trust me.
I'm so over it.
This is the time of year, and I am not a negative guy. I'm a positive guy, half full guy, but it starts to be a little bit much now. It's so windy. My wife got stuck in our driveway yesterday. The entire driveway was shoveled, snow plowed, whatever. And then because of the wind drifts, I wasn't home, and she texted me, I'm stuck in the driveway. I don't know how it happened, but I got stuck in a snow drift in the driveway. So then thank goodness we have the best neighbors ever. They helped shovel her out because I wasn't home, and then I had to reshovel the driveway. And then when I left this morning, the snow drifts are back. They're all over the driveway. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to shovel again today.
I always get it up against my
Oh my gosh. I know. We're getting through it. Like, spring is how many days away? What is it? March 20th, 21st, somewhere in there? Month away?
Something like that, but I'm looking forward to spring cold.
We'll be talking about St. Patrick's Day. We'll be talking about opening day. Like, it'll eventually get here. But as of now, once the holidays are in the back burner and it's just cold for no reason, like, it's just cold. That's all it is. It's freezing outside.
Right.
Oh, it felt really good to vent. I appreciate you letting me do that.
That's fine.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. We're going to get to Stevie on the socials coming up next. What are we going to be talking about, Stevie?
So we have two big breaking news stories. There was another plane crash that happened, this time in Toronto, plus breaking news for basketball fans in Cleveland.
Big, big news.
Very exciting.
And I love that when it broke, everybody thought of you.
I know.
Whether it was Chase, our boss, whether it was me, whether it didn't even matter who it was, I thought to myself, this is a huge deal for Northeast Ohio. So in case you missed it, Stevie on the socials.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
In case you missed it, a Delta Airlines jet attempting to land at the Toronto Pearson Airport amid strong wind, snow, and ice crashed and flipped over on the tarmac yesterday afternoon. So it landed upside down, belly up, with at least one wing off. The tail seemed to be off. The plane was on fire, but the videos show you see firefighters spraying it down, keeping it from spreading pretty quickly. There was about 80 people on board of flight 4819 from Minneapolis. They were evacuated. 19 people injured, 3 in critical condition as of right now. Thankfully, no casualties have been reported. But here is some news coverage from the scene.
This airplane just crashed. The aircraft starts upside down and burning.
Passengers on Delta Flight 4819 crawled out of the upside-down airliner after it crash-landed in Toronto. Flight attendants and fellow flyers helped each other escape. Another passenger's cell phone video captures the scene moments later.
We just landed. Our plane crashed. It's upside down.
I understand that it's safe to fly. You just starts making you think.
And then you keep
just when there's several
them.
Stories, yeah. or not several, three stories, whatever, over the last couple of months. And then I'm thinking, my birthday's in May. I end up going somewhere for my birthday, and I'm just kind of just gently looking at flights and things. And then you see stories like this. Once again, I know there's a bajillion flights. I know how safe it is. We've had pilots call us for like a round of Cleveland, how much do you make, and just go into detail on how safe it is and the safety. I understand that. It's just seeing these videos and seeing these type of things and then, you know, them leaving and dangling upside down and able to get out of there. I mean,
yeah, like
and then you're in freezing cold weather when you're out of there and water spraying the plane. Like, it's just a
nightmare. And you're looking around like, what did I escape from? I flew like right after the report of the plane that was, you know, made headlines like a couple weeks ago. I flew
to Florida.
Oh, that's
right. You flew to Florida. Like, did you go on that cruise?
A couple days after. And I'm usually not nervous on airplanes, but I was nervous, especially coming back. We were landing during that ice storm. So I'm like, my exact thought was, it is icy out. They said the roads are icy. This plane is giant coming in onto this. How is it not going to slide, crash, burn? Like, to me, it was like only logical. So seeing that, I'm like, that's exactly what I thought was about to happen.
And the wheels just, once again, this is dumb radio guy. And the wheels just seem small for this massive plane. I mean, I understand that they figured this out by now. We've been flying a long time. Like, I really understand that. But just to your point, it's just, you know, you're landing on, you know, I don't know. It's an entire thing.
It is very hard to conceptualize, but it is good to know that there are no casualties right now. That
yes.
We saw the footage of the people, you know, getting out, which is good. And then we did have some local news. I was very excited to hear this. A big announcement was made.
Why don't we get to this next?
Why don't we get to this next?
Because I know that you're going to have a lot to say, as you should, as we should. It's very, very exciting news for a team. I don't want to say resurrecting, but returning possibly.
Yeah.
Really big news in 3 minutes. We have to continue, Stevie, on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. This was massive news over the weekend, over the last couple of days.
Yeah, Cleveland, big announcement. Fate of the Cleveland Rockers, the WNBA team that was active from 1997 to 2003, and apparently they're coming back in the year 2028. So here's kind of what we know so far.
Dan Gilbert reportedly paid $250 million in an expansion fee to get this team back in Cleveland and rebrand with the Cleveland Rockers brand. In just a couple years, Cleveland's going to have another professional sports team playing at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the 16th franchise in WNBA history.
Is this confirmed? Is this rumor? Is this when I just know that when we talked about this a few days ago, might have been a few weeks ago now, and Dan Gilbert was involved, I thought to myself, this is happening. Like he is not afraid to spend money. We all know that. We're very well versed in what Dan Gilbert is. I mean, look at Rocket Mortgage Field House now compared to when it was the Gund and the Q and the upgrades and everything else. It is like a brand new facility. Dan Gilbert doesn't mess around.
And they also the trademark, they brought back the trademark for the name about like a month ago. So that was big news, like showing that it's really happening.
And it has to be Rockers.
Yes. What
else could you, I mean, do you even have another name off the top of your head? I mean, we can, and I know you can get it specifically into WNBA. You're a huge college basketball fan, women's college basketball fan. I've learned a lot from you. Obviously, I admit jumping on the Caitlin Clark bandwagon and the Angel Reese and things like that and know how great South Carolina is. But I've learned a lot of information from you, which I always appreciate that, and your love for women's basketball. So this had to be huge news.
Oh,
when you
heard so this. Excited.
I thought of you immediately when I saw the story.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And it's like loosely confirmed, like you said. Like all these reports are saying it's coming back, but then some are saying like, well, it should be coming back.
Okay.
The plan is 2028. So I guess we'll see, but it seems solid.
Well, they've resurrected the socials, and this isn't new, but maybe months ago that was active, and they were kind of playing
into
that. So
like in the works, because Cleveland's a great city for sports teams, as we know. Like people are dedicated fans here for their team, so it's a good city to bring the team to.
One of the original franchises.
I mean, OG, we were pretty good,
and it wasn't quite as popular. They didn't have maybe the drive or the number of players. I mean, there were several reasons that maybe. It either left, but now with the rise of the WNBA and some of the the NBA numbers haven't been where they're at. We have a great team here, but just generally speaking, and I don't know. That is going to be big news if and when it comes to Cleveland. What is it? 2028?
2028. Yes, 16th team.
Caitlin Clark's free agent year.
That's what they're saying.
She's got the rookie contract through 2027.
I know.
She can go wherever she wants.
Don't you think she'll stick to Indiana?
No, like, why would she? She'd go anywhere if she wanted to go to L.A.
Doesn't she want to build a legacy where she's at?
I don't know. I hope not. But Rocker, you can't think of another name. Like, it has to be Rockers. It's going to be Rockers.
Like,
they come back.
That's the attachment people had to it. It's sad whenever, if it was changing. Like, it's such a cool name. The logo is cool. Like, the guitar. I think I love it.
I agree with all of that. And normally I would push back and say it's now 2025.
Yes.
Looking ahead to 2028, maybe it's something different. Maybe the logo. But at the very, very least, it has to be Rockers.
If it was
it has
a bad name that they had, I would say, okay.
If the Rock Hall wasn't here anymore. Like, if there was some reason that it was, you know.
It's very fitting, and it's cute, and I like it.
So that is big news. Stevie on the socials on Star 102.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is Tuesday morning. I got the wrong salt. It was an entire thing. That's coming up at 7:05. I normally, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, whether it's an Instacart order, whether it is, it doesn't matter where. And a lot of times they can have substitutions, right? And you trust the person that is grabbing these items for the substitutions. Fortunately for me, I have trust issues, so I never allow that. I always decline. And I don't trust you to replace the item with a similar item. And that's on me. That's a Tim thing. But this one time I did. It did not work out. It definitely did not work out. I got the wrong salt. It has been a weekend. And we did this story. First of all, eggs are $1,000. I don't know where that came from. Bird flu. That is the thing. Even posted a picture on the Jen and Tim Show socials of price that was out there for eggs. Everybody, we're having an egg battle. And I think to myself, man, breakfast places? They're going to have to charge like $30 for an omelet. How are they going to survive when this egg just, I don't know, is it a shortage? It's just tough to find, whatever it is. It's like the one that I saw was $8.29 for a dozen eggs, and people are battling it out. More prices, they're higher, they're lower. So that's a totally different thing. So last week we did a story that now rock salt is tough to find. Everybody's salting the driveways or using rock salt for various things. It's been, I feel like, 15 degrees for 9 months is what it feels like at this point in time. So that was a story last week. And I think to myself, okay, well, I mean, I actually could use some. I need to get some. This is not going to be a big deal, even though we did the story and nobody has rock salt anywhere. I can't find it anywhere. If I go to Ace Hardware, I'm checking gas stations, I'm going all over the place. Finally, I see some online, just, clicking around, literally Googling what rock salt and salt for ice and every other thing that I can try to find. And Walmart has 4 bags left. I think, well, that's a win. Until it wasn't a win. And it became an entire thing. You try to find salt for ice recently?
No.
Oh, sorry. Here we go. I turned on Jen's mic. It's impossible. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I thought that I found some, though, and mm-hmm. I went to go to Walmart. I ordered it in line, and I always uncheck the substitute the item and in case it's not there, and we'll choose the substituted item. I don't trust that will be executed well. And that's on me. A lot of people probably do, and it's fine. You get lettuce, they figure out the lettuce. You get anything, it's probably fine. So I finally find this bag of salt that, we're out of salt. Thought, okay, get another bag. It's probably not a huge deal. Couldn't find it anywhere. There's 4 bags left at Walmart. I buy one of them. Great. This is great. So I go to pick it up a couple of days ago, and it's pouring down rain. And I'm picking it up, and I didn't really pay attention. It's just a 25-pound bag. Great. Threw it in the trunk. Good to go. So then I go to open it up, and it's water softener salt. It was replaced by water softener salt. So then I start Googling
that
this.
That is not a good replacement.
So then I'm thinking of any salt at all. I'm thinking, okay, so will this work?
Yeah.
It's salt. This is going to work. I understand that the pellets are massive. It's not rock salt. It's not the right stuff. I'm thinking, can I use salt that I have in the cupboard? Can I use the sea salt that I have in the cupboard? But now I have this 25 bag.
Well, can you smash it up into smaller pieces?
That was my weekend. So I start Googling, okay, can you use water softener salt to melt ice? This is my week. This is the dumb weekend that I've been having over the last couple of days. Can you use this? Because now I have a 25-pound bag of water softener salt. I don't have a water softener. I have no use for this bag of salt at all. So then I think to myself, and it comes up with the, when you Google it, yes, you can. AI lets you know, yes, you can use water softener salt to melt ice. Okay, I'm on to something. Salt is kind of salt. I'm thinking, okay, this is fine. But when we're dropping these pellets on the ground, these massive nuggets of water softener salt, if you know what it looks like, I mean, they're good size. So when you drop them on the concrete, it only melts the area directly under where the water softener salt has been dropped. So it's just little dots of.
You need a lot then.
So you need a lot. But then it looks like there's, that packaging popcorn all over the driveway because they're massive nuggets. So then we get the great idea of, okay, this is what we're going to do. So if we could throw them in a bag of some sort and smash them with a hammer, and then you can kind of distribute it like it was rock salt. That is so tough to do. They are tough nuggets.
They don't easily break.
They are tough nugs. So then you're smashing these nuggets inside of this thing. You're trying not to break the pouch to try to distribute just a little area. This isn't a massive area. Just try to get a little bit of the stuff out of the way, for the sidewalks or something like that. So people can either, so they can walk through and help with deliveries and things like that. It was an entire thing. And it was, now I'm going to have to just, and I'm not going to throw it out. I mean, what am I going to do with 25 pounds of salt? I'm going to smash the entire bag.
I'm going to be tripping over those large pellets.
Oh my gosh.
I got a whole new other issue.
It was an entire thing. And then I'm looking up, well, what else can I use? Because I can't find anything else. They're like, oh, try beet juice. Try that.
What?
Beet juice? Can you get that at the store?
How does beet juice work? That's
your entire driveway is purple just to get away? I mean, would you rather have a purple driveway or an icy driveway?
I feel like that's going
to
leave
oh
someone.
My gosh. And then I'm going to Facebook Marketplace. I think somebody's going to have, you know, salt on the Facebook Marketplace. There's everything on Facebook Marketplace. People give you old, you know, ankle bracelets from when they were on home arrest. It's on Facebook Marketplace. Everything is on there. There's no salt anywhere other than maybe a $50 10-pound bag of sus salt that you don't know where that came from. Like, is this a thing? Is this a scam? I don't know. So if anybody knows where to get any, I think that we all need it, but I just, if you're thinking about buying water softener salt, not a great time. Or maybe you have another idea as opposed to that. That did not work. It's an entire weekend. Arms are sore. Smashing those nuggets all weekend long. Thank you for the message, Justine. You can always reach out to us, Jen and Tim Show, on all the socials, Star 102, on all the socials, of course. I was talking about salt, but what I didn't mean to buy. It was replaced with the rock salt with a water softener salt. Did not work. I guess it kind of worked, but you have to smash it up. It's an entire thing. It's the wrong salt. I need to find the right salt. Anyway, Justine, water softener pellets don't work. I could have told you that. I tried to use it a couple of years ago because I had nothing else, and I tried that. Yeah, it was an entire thing. I appreciate that, Justine. We tried. We failed. My wife got stuck in the driveway with snow drifts. It was an entire thing. But, you know, tis the season. We're used to this in Northeast Ohio.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.